In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
Wow. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
It is so nice to be back right now. To be able to be here, to be able to speak with you, to see you. Because this has been one of those journeys in my life that has been, well, a long one. It has been one of those treks that we all have. And I have been blessed by the support of this congregation, my family, and of course of God. I can't imagine trying to do any of this on my own. To me, this has been a representation of who we are as people of faith. If we stop and look around, there is so much in which we try to see that says, you have to do these things on your own. You see something that's going on in your life. Well, who's going to fix it? And inevitably, it comes back and says, well, you're the one who has to pick yourself up. You have to sit there and pull yourself up from your own bootstraps. Here's an old line. And be able to figure out how you're going to face the world. Our society looks and says, in order to be a true, strong person, what do you need to do? Well, beyond the fact that you're supposed to look nice and you're supposed to be able to have a lot of money, you also have to be able to sit there and rely on who? Who can you rely on?
Yourself.
That's society. Society says you can rely on only one person, and that's the one person you look in the mirror at. That's such a shame. That's such a shame. But that is what we are told. Many times, that's what we also tell ourselves. Because we can't help it. We live in society. This is where we live. So we wind up taking on the whole sense that in order for me to accomplish anything in my life, I have to accomplish it. Well, one thing I'm thinking about is a time where I had to try and accomplish something. And it's not why I'm standing here. It's because I had a leaky sink. Now, I don't know about you. I can do certain things when it comes to plumbing and with a sink. I can take the little filter thing off and clean that out. I can tighten up the area for the handles. You'll notice I'm not saying any of the probably technical or appropriate terms. Because once we get to a certain point, that is where I say, whoops, I can't do this. But society says, you're supposed to be able to handle these things. You can take care of it. All right, let me try. Whoops. Hello? I think I need a plumber. I could quick. And a mop. Because I can't do that. that's not, I've tried, and I've learned quickly that the best thing for me to do is to be able to call someone who has an expertise in the service. Same thing if all of a sudden I was going to try and play with electricity. I value electricity. It's very important. I also respect it because it has a strange tendency to shock you. And because of that, I say, I will turn to an electrician because they know what they're doing with this. Same thing when I said, you know, I've been having some pains. What should I do about that? Should I maybe just try something on my own? Maybe I have a hernia. I don't know. I can sit there and see how I can work it out. Knife, I can figure some. I call doctor, specialist. They help me out. They have all the equipment. They have a place to be able to sit there and make sure that it's going to be sterile. People who can actually make sure that everything is going to go in the right direction. It's funny how in some areas it's easy for us to be able to recognize the importance of turning to someone who knows what to do. Someone who you know you can rely on and trust. I can do that for electricity. I can do that with medicine. I can do that with plumbing. Oh boy, should I do that with plumbing. But what do I do with my life? What do I do with my life? It's still so easy for us to look around and to sit there and take on the anxieties of life. Because in reality, life, I know this might be a surprise, is hard. It has some wonderful, joyous moments. But life can be difficult. There are illnesses, losses, changes, a new job, going to college, a paper that needs to be written, public speaking. All those things that can weigh on top of us. That we say to ourselves, I have to do this, or hey, I can do this, or oh my word, I can't do this. These are parts of the pressures that we have. The thing is that when we do that, we have a tendency to look inwardly on ourselves. We can get lost in what that struggle is. We can get lost in ourselves. Goes back to that looking in the mirror moment. The problem is if you just keep staring in the mirror, you're not going to get anything done. You might just get disappointed with what you see. And all that does is create frustration, anxiety, and sorrow. In today's first lesson, we heard that cursed are those who trust in mere mortals and make mere flesh their strength. If we focus so much on what we think we can do on our own, I can do, inevitably, you're not going to be able to be successful, are you? Each one of us has only so much strength. Each one of us only can do so much. Each one of us needs to remember that we have to reach out. But in order to reach out, you have to be able to sit there and give a little bit of yourself away. There's the rub. You have to be willing to let go of yourself. your own pride, your own ego, that own moment of saying, I have all of this understanding. Because in reality, none of us have the full understanding of all things. But thankfully, our first lesson also did not end there. Because we hear the second part of this great duality in life. Blessed are those who trust in the Lord, whose trust is the Lord. In trust, there is hope. In trust, we have hope. A recognition that everything, all the issues of life are not squarely on our own shoulders. But that we have a place to turn to. We have someone to turn to. Someone who in the darkest hour is there to be able to pick us up and give us light. Someone in the joyous times is there to celebrate with us. Someone to remind us, you are not alone. Always remember that. You are not alone because you are loved by a God who has so much love that we cannot even come close to figuring out or understanding that. The opportunity for us to even try and grasp a piece of it is beyond our comprehension. However, we come together to remember that love, but also to know that since we are not alone and God loves us, that we need to share that love with others. Because it's all well and good to say, well, thank you, I'm loved. That's where that ego gets back in the way. And we can sit there and step aside from God. I have to let go of myself. I have to pour that self out and let God in. Let hope in, let trust in, and then use that energy to share hope, to share trust, to share love. It can be small things. It can be providing a kind word to someone. It can be listening to someone who needs an ear. It can be helping out at Kitchen of Hope, IHN. It can be collecting things for an animal shelter. It could be so many different things that could be grand or small. Because if we stop and think, each one of us can do something and be part of a greater puzzle that can sit there and show us all the picture of the love of God to a world that needs to see this love, to feel this love. So who's going to do it? Blessed are those who trust in the Lord, whose trust is the Lord. They shall be like a tree planted by the water, sending out its roots by the stream. It shall not fear when heat comes, and its leaves shall stay green. In the year of drought, it is not anxious, and it does not cease to bear fruit. Even when things are dark, the waters of life are there. Even when things are struggling, God's love is there. Now it's time for us to also share that love, share that water, bear fruit, and let us love everyone, no matter who they are. And that also does include yourself.